Safe at home.
Lockdown edition.
I am indeed, yes.
What a surprising turn of events, Peter.
What a wacky turn of events. Who would have expected the world would be turned back into this?
Me, dark. I expected it.
You expected it?
Yeah, I didn't say anything to anyone, though, because I didn't want to get anyone all flustered. But
I think, actually, lots of us believe it would happen sooner or later.
Right.
Just we didn't expect sooner.
It seemed, it's all like hammering, you know, it's like rain on the window outside. There's bound to be a leak at some point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a great analogy, actually. Shit. Yeah. Anyway, Peter, what are we doing in the religious realms? We're keeping it a little bit COVID, aren't we?
Yeah, we're keeping the COVID theme, but I'll take us to California.
Okay.
Because we think we've got problems this week, but we have nothing compared to California, where they've had a very, very high levels of COVID-19. Well, of course, right across the states they have. And there's been, in the course of the last week, culminating on Saturday, an incredible spat between one of the mega churches and the state of California about whether they have to conform to the codes of, you know, not assembling, not meeting, etc.
Now, the mega churches do have the cash to fight the state, don't they?
I was about to ask if mega churches had like a weapons vault or anything like that. How armed are mega churches, eh?
By the power of God.
That is my gun. That's an interesting. They may have the power of God, but often they come from right wing people
and the Second
who
Amendment.
Believe strongly in the right to bear arms as well as the right to freedom of religion. So there is that factor.
Mm.
The other factor in this case,
if we're talking about boiling points,
is that Trump is sympathetic, and Trump's sympathy counts for quite a lot because, in this case, this is the huge church of Grace Community Church, pastored for many, many years, I think since 1969, by notorious John MacArthur. They were able to employ Trump's personal lawyer to defend themselves when the state of California, at the end of July, decided that they would not allow them to keep defying the rules about not meeting without... See, most churches in California have been locked down and they've just been doing live broadcasts. But the mega churches are big enough to defy, because you can't arrest. This church has got 8,500 people attend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty hard to arrest 8,500 people. You'd kind of run out of police to do the warrants, wouldn't you?
Now, they've said it's their right because it's a God, they're following God's command or God's orders, basically.
Did somebody actually get a message from God just recently? Do you think that would make the news?
There is a certain irony in this because Grace Community Church's theology is that you don't get any messages from God these days. They're what's called cessationists. That's to say they believe that God stopped talking directly to humans back at when the Bible was completed in the first century. That begs a lot of questions, but that's their interpretation. So they don't get any special word from God. They just know that this is what the Bible says, that you should defy the evil authorities of the state. And, of course, it's a very American stance.
Mm. Is the article you sent through to me directly from the church, Peter?
No, it isn't, but it reflects that kind of world within which the church lives. So this is the Capstone Report, Commentary on Politics and Religion. Now, this is not Grace Community Church, but Grace Community Church does have tentacles and influence in quite a lot of high places.
It's fairly strong sort of rhetoric, like we must dissent, we must resist, we must defy tyrants, defy the tyrannical left.
Does it say anything about ice cream?
Nothing about ice cream. Ice cream is not properly a civil right.
No thanks, I'm out. See ya.
I would have thought ice cream was a civil right, but no, it isn't. And so the argument of this is construed in the terms of the Declaration of Independence. You know, this is, as you noted, this is all about the issues of tyranny. You might recall that America broke away from Britain because in their interpretation, George III was a tyrant and therefore you didn't have to obey him anymore.
Mm.
And so in these terms, if the government of America starts behaving tyrannically...
Get the guns out.
Yeah, yes. Well, you certainly don't have to obey, and you ought to resist, and you ought to defy, and you ought to challenge. And so on Friday, the attempt by the state to shut them down was temporarily halted by a lower court judge saying, well, no, I think we've got to give a stay of proceedings until the full case is heard. So the state rushed back to the next level up of the courts and tried to get that reversed. And they reached a compromise deal, though I don't think it was kept yesterday, that the compromise deal was that they would wear masks and sit in family groups and not breathe on anybody else. I trust that's been
now, very can careful. We just Peter, do that all the time anyway,
if there
please.
Was, say there was an outbreak of COVID within this church, are they going to use the state hospital to, or are they going to get looked after by the church?
Americans believe in private enterprise, and they don't go to state hospitals anyway. They're mostly forced to have private insurance. So, I mean, this is the odd thing about Sydney. I noticed this in the States, and I think most people do, that there's a strange combination of a huge presence of the military imperial state everywhere. And then there's this amazing degree to which the state is run by private contractors. And so, to a certain extent, they can walk away from the state. But the fact is that quite a number of large churches have been the centres of COVID outbreaks. I mean, it follows because you're in large groups of people and you can, any air circulated will breathe over everybody.
So they're basically, at the moment, God has commanded us to go to church.
We're hey, that's Mr. God to you, John. Watch your mouth.
We'll look after ourselves.
No,
thank
no,
you very
much. God has commanded you to go to church as well. You may be defying it, but...
It's kind of like an earthquake. I've never felt an earthquake, never heard God. I feel like I'm missing out.
Well, but that's all right, because that's exactly what Grace Community Church would say. You just got to read the Bible, and then you will know what you should be doing.
But I don't want to hang out with any of those people as well.
Do you so not?
It's hard
okay.
For me. It's hard for me. I can't find my spot.
Certainly MacArthur, who runs this institution called Grace Seminary, Masters Seminary, which has had quite an influence in New Zealand, and expresses, a very conservative point of view. They hate Pentecostals, the other large source of megachurch.
Are there any like extreme sports churches where it's like Church of Quad Biking or something cool?
There are.
Can we look into crazy churches? Maybe
see what you've got out there.
Like how far have people pushed the boat out and just for love of something, it doesn't really count as a religion. Although
I can assure you that there's the state contains everything. There's a church which places an emphasis on parties, for example, based on the principle that Jesus went to parties, so we should have parties. And
you could argue that the new religion is cancel culture. Eh? That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
People are loving that one.
Yeah, and so, I mean, this is what happens is that cultures, and California is the classic place for the breeding of new religion and of the development of new versions of Christianity to fight for what they see as the old faith, although it's a very particular version of that old faith.
Bad religion.
It lives on the First Amendment. The First Amendment is the fundamental rule. In this sense, God has revealed to the American nation the true way to live for God.
What was the First Amendment? I forget.
The First Amendment was that Congress shall make no rules regarding the establishment of religion. So religions are to be free and not controlled by the state. The state may not adopt one religion as the form of religion.
Somebody's just texted in saying there is a Church of John Coltrane. Check that one out. Sounds good.
Wow, that could be one in our series, and that would be extremely interesting. we've certainly got the Church of Kanye West these days. So,
he'd be preaching.
Yes,
for sure.
So now, while this is kind of entertaining, it's also interesting. It's also interesting that Destiny is getting inspired. Though Destiny comes from a different.
Oh yeah, do they just kind of echo all the mint craziness a little bit over here, or how does it go?
Well, yes, they are picking up.
Are they going to the Ark at the moment? No.
They are very committed to the right to not keep safe, if you like.
Mm.
The right to trust God and not breathe in the germs.
Mm.
And this is conceived by the whole of the way Tamaki is operating as some kind of profound statement. I mean, it's quite fun watching the Tamaki preaching on this subject, because he gets phenomenally worked up, although he, like the MacArthur at Grace Community Church, is cunning enough to obey enough to make it hard for the state to drag him before the courts.
Mm.
Because there's a certain amount of humiliation you don't want. But it's a very interesting trend, because those of us who did go to online church services will know that it's not great fun. Mm.
We've just had a text in sort of asking if you could discuss the difference and the similarities between religious people and conspiracy theorists.
Okay.
I now, see some parallels.
That was my alternative topic.
Okay, really? Let's go with that. Let's go with that. Well, that came from a texter, so fantastic.
So, I mean, the extraordinary QAnon and other conspiracy theories that are doing big in the States do seem, I mean, I haven't
seen. Is it because people are on the computer a little bit more?
Well, that's an.
It's quite a rabbit hole, isn't
almost
it?
Almost. Yeah, the internet. It is a big factor in Auckland at the moment.
Mm,
though nobody sent me the conspiracy theory, I'd have to say. It disappoints me. but what I...
You haven't got time for that stuff, mate.
I haven't. But what I think it comes down to is this, that conspiracy theorists take... I mean, it's not necessarily religious at all. The QAnon thing doesn't seem to be particularly religious, for example. But what it says is, we know something that the rest of you don't acknowledge, and in hidden truth lies more truth than what's publicly available. And you can see that's happening in this church. Now, it's not a necessary feature of all religion, but there is a species of religion that is...
Isn't it sort of like a not wanting to accept the reality, and then so you kind of use whatever it is, be the conspiracy or the religion, to sort of as an escapism to think, oh, no, there's another way of how it's going down?
Yes, it's also saying if we knew, then the things that seem to be untrue are being... The evidence for them is being suppressed. So it's an issue. It's built up on an idea that we know the world by a set of evidence, but if that evidence is excluded from us, then most of the population will be confused. So what you do is you fill in the evidence that you haven't got. You create truth out of the gap of what is not known.
Right, that's just to do with your own education.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you start to map what's not being said, or what hasn't been verified, and the speculation of the possibilities turns into the reality.
Mm.
Some religions have a solid backstory.
And
seems
the difficulty,
real.
But the difficulty is that there is some truth in the logic, you see.
Mm.
Because, I mean, government's not in the business of telling us all
100% of the facts. Yeah,
you got to believe something as well.
That's,
you got to.
Yes.
It's really hard to just kind of cruise on going, I don't care about anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really hard so, to do that.
So there's a sense which we live by faith by whatever we do.
Yeah.
But then we select what we tend to put most reliance in.
Mm.
And I guess conspiracy theorists, it's just that there's a larger blank hole that they fill in than the rest of us do.
Mm.
Bless them. All right, Peter. Thank you very much. Well, maybe we should dig a bit deeper into that.
I think it will be very interesting.
Because some conspiracy theories become true as well. Mm-hmm. That's the interesting thing to consider there. But hey, thank you very much, mate. Appreciate it.
All right, very good.